I'm Keith Peters reporting. Vice President Harris praised President Biden in her first public appearance since he dropped out of the race. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At a White House celebration for NCAA championship teams, Harris paid tribute to the president.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
She said in one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who served two terms in office. Harris is gathering support and endorsements to be the Democratic presidential nominee following Biden's decision to end his campaign. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Democrats as well as Republicans are demanding accountability in the aftermath of the assassination attempt on former President Trump. Bob Agnew reports.
Representative Ro Khanna became the second Democrat to call for the resignation of Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle on Monday as she testified before the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. He told Cheadle, quote, "If you have an assassination attempt on a president, a former president, or a candidate, you need to resign." He stressed that the Secret Service should transcend politics so as to have the confidence of independents, Democrats, Republicans, progressives, and conservatives. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Senate Ethics Committee has voted unanimously to review allegations that Senator Bob Menendez violated Senate rules. The panel is building towards potential disciplinary action against the New Jersey Democrat after he was convicted of bribery charges this month. The ethics panel could recommend that Menendez be censured or expelled, which would put maximum pressure on the senator to resign or pave the way for the Senate to hold a vote on his expulsion. It requires a two-thirds vote for the Senate to expel a member. On Wall Street, the Dow by 127 points, the Nasdaq rose 280. This is SRN News. J.D. Vance seeks to reassure Christians. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Former President Trump's vice presidential nominee has been meeting with social conservatives, telling them that they will always have a seat at the table in the Republican Party, quote, "so long as I have any influence in this party, and President Trump, I know, agrees." Some Christians have voiced concerns over an apparent softening of the GOP's pro-life stance in its latest party platform and certain concessions to the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has dismissed a lawsuit challenging Tennessee's first-in-the-nation law designed to place strict limits on drag shows, reversing a lower court ruling that deemed the statute unconstitutional. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has found that the Memphis-based LGBT theater company that filed the complaint last year lacked the legal right to sue over the law. This is SRN News. After losses last week, Wall Street rebound.
Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street, clawing back some of their losses from the worst week since April. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Monday, breaking a three-day losing streak. It was the first gain for the index since setting an all-time high early last week. The Dow rose 127 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.6%. Big tech stocks regained some of their sharp drops from last week. Nvidia rose 4.8%. Treasury yields mostly climbed in the bond market after President Joe Biden said he won't run for re-election. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.26%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Darren Walker, the president of the Ford Foundation, will step down from his role by the end of 2025. Walker has led the foundation, which is one of the largest in the U.S., since 2013. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.